We're on the record. Those of you who were earlier today noted that we had something rather rare after Shachs. We had a pigeon abane, which doesn't happen all that often, and it was a little bit even rarer than that in terms of the when Dr. Jacobs gave the brachas, he used to be zocher l'torah chuppa ma'isim tovim. He was already engaged. So, one of the stronger brachas I've seen in a while. Right. So, it's not much of a stretch to put Pinyan Aben into this week's parsha. This week's parsha begins with the story of Pinchas, and the in last week's parsha we discussed how Pinchas stood up for that which was right at great potential danger to himself, and because of that he was rewarded at the beginning of this week's parsha. As it says in the third pasuk, number one, v'hoysalolu hazaro achra bris kahunas olam, that he and his descendants from here on in will have the status of kohanim. Wait a second, how does that work? I thought you only could have you're only a kohen if you're a descendant of Aaron. Well, he is. Oh, so if that's the case, why did he need a bracha? Didn't he have it beforehand?
No.
So he got caught in the bureaucracy. He kind of, right, when they gave over the kahuna, they said, Aaron, you, your children, and all the children that they have afterwards will all be kohanim. He was not a son. He was a grandson who wasn't born. So he wasn't Aaron, he wasn't the son, and he wasn't, will be born afterwards. So therefore, he was technically not a kohen, and now he becomes a kohen. What are the advantages of being a kohen?
Did he have to sponsor a sudat mitzvah?
What?
He became a kohen?
Yeah, I think he made a large donation to the synagogue in honor, as the story goes. So the among the perhaps the advantage, the physical advantages is there are 24 matnos kahuna. There are 24 different things that a kohen is entitled to. There's truma, there is trumas meiser, there's challah, etc., etc. On the list, what? On the list is the five salon, right? Right, Dr. Jacobs was able to build his house through a pigeon habain. That's the secret.
Be a dog house.
If that. That's right. So you do have a dog house. Good. Good. I wouldn't want to accuse you otherwise. So one of the things that the Kohen is entitled to, one of the gifts, is the pidyon habein, when there is a firstborn male who is peterechem, meaning that this is the first child born to a mother, then the child has to be padui. Assuming that the child is not a Kohen, not a Levi, the mother is not a Kohen or not a Levi, there has to be a pidyon habein. I wanted to discuss today an interesting minug that they have within Pidyon HaBein. There is a tradition that many Kohanim have that they return the coins after they are given them. So I'd like to discuss the source for that and where that's appropriate. I was once at a Pidyon HaBein. I'm not going to say who, but this was one of the odder things I saw. There was a Pidyon HaBein, and the Kohen was a fellow named Rappaport. The Rappaports are one of the few Kohanim who claim to be able to trace their lineage all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. It's not just a matter they've heard rumors that they're Kohanim, they could actually prove it. So this person was very, very careful, and he made sure to get the best Kohen possible, and he got this guy Rappaport, and they did the Pidyon HaBein, I was present. And then at the end, they said to this fellow Rappaport, okay, you know, we'll take the coins back. He said, no, you won't. Said, what do you mean, no, we won't? He said, you just gave it to me. They're mine. I'm not going to take the kid back. You can't take the coins back. That's not how it works. And they said, well, these Pidyon HaBein coins have been in our family for many generations, and we wouldn't want to lose them. He said, well, you probably shouldn't have paid your bills with them then. And and in fact, this was a very tense situation that developed. In case you're curious, the final settlement was they bought five more silver coins and they swapped it with him. And he gave back the ones that had the sentimental value. So who is? So I remember the parents, the grandparents were just steaming at this thing. Well, who does this guy think he is?
Rappaport.
Right? What kind of business is this? So that's what I want to discuss. I want to discuss the minug that has developed of the Kohen to return it, the source of the minug, and the appropriateness of the minug. We started in a very odd place in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin is discussing something called a matana al menas lahachzir. Right, this is the classical case of an Indian giver. I'm giving you a gift on the condition you give it back to me.
So
use the rule of okay, right, so that's where everyone knows it from. But the Gemara discusses other cases as well. Amar Rava, hey lachman al menashe tasirei, I'm giving you something on the condition that you give it back to me. So I'm not lending this to you, I'm giving it to you. And at the time I give it to you, you have 100% ownership rights. But it's on the condition that you're going to give it back to me afterwards. B'mecher lo kana. So let's say I want to buy something. So if I give it to you, and then it's on the condition I give it back, that doesn't work. You didn't buy anything because you never gave it. B'isha, I go to him, I say, I ray mekudesh asli b'taba zo, on the condition you give it back to me. Eina mekudesh. So much for that great idea. B'pidyon habein, if I give you the coins, the coin, I say, on the condition you give it back to me. Eina podoy. B'truma, what if I give you the coin truma on the condition that you give it back to me? Yotze yedei nesina, it works.
Yeah.
However, v'asar lasos came. But you should have done it. Why? Because there is a takana. There is a rule that, so the way it used to work is I have a field. I grow fruits, vegetables in my field. A certain percentage has to go to the Kohen. Let's say my name is Mr. Sunkist. So I produce many oranges. Many, many oranges. 20 metric tons of oranges. So if I'm going to give 1/60th, let's say, to the Kohen, that's a third of a metric ton of oranges. That's worth a few dollars. Which Kohen gets it? Whoever I choose. I get to choose him.
It doesn't have to be one Kohen.
I could divide it. I can give it all. So what if a Kohen comes to me and says, I'll tell you what, I'll work for free if you give me your truma. I'll go. I'll work in the fields. Right? I'll do it as a gift. You've got to give it out anyhow. You'll get free labor. That's what's called Kohen and Mishayeya Bebeis HaGranos. If a Kohen is going to work for the Shuma, that is wrong. That is not allowed. So to here, if I go to him and I say, here's the Shuma on the condition you give it back to me, so that's the same thing. I'm getting something out of my Shuma. I shouldn't be doing that. Should be a flat-out gift. So, what do we have here? We have a few cases. We said he can't be used to buy something, he can't be used to get married, he can't be used for pidyon habein. It can be used for truma, but there's another problem with it. Okay. Mikasava Rava. So what does Rava say? Ikasava matana al menas lahachzir shma matana. He says, when I give you a gift, on the condition you give it back to me, does that work or does it not work? If it does work, so why didn't it work for pidyon habein? Why didn't it work for marriage? Why didn't it work for all the cases? And if you tell me it doesn't work, so why does it work for truma? Is this an effective move or is it not effective? Because of roshma matana fil truma namilo. V'od harava hudama matana osman hachzir shma matana. But wait a second. But Rava elsewhere says it works. Why? So that's the case that Yitzchak raised up. Dama Rava hilch esro gzeh menasha tzireli notu vechziru yatsa. So let's say hypothetically, oh, I don't know. Let's say Alex would have a lulav and esrog. I know, it's still a crazy case. And before he gets to shake it, even the first day, somehow or another, miraculously, the pitim is gone.
Well, somebody borrowed it.
Let's say, I don't know. Right, he's giving it, and he also returned the pitim also. Right, so now poor Alex doesn't have a rule of an esrog on the first.
Theoretically,
if there was such a thing, because so the question what so to on the first day of Sukkot you have to own it. Right? So if someone would lend it to Alex, it wouldn't work. So what Yitzchak pointed out is you can do what's called a maton almanas lahachzir. I hereby give Alex a gift. He 100% owns it on the condition that when he's done shaking it, he gives it back to me. So Rava says that works. So if that works, so these all of these cases should work. Why should lulav yes work and everything else no work? Except for truma. So the Gemara says, you know, that's a good question. Elamavashi bakulukani. No, actually it works in every case. Chutz miisha, except for the marriage thing. Vishin isha nikmis b'chalipin. Said, in fact, when it comes to marriage, it's an insult to the woman. So really, it usually works, but not in the case of marriage. In every other case, it does work. And in fact, the Gemara says, you know, that's right. Amri Rav Huna Mar, Borei the Rav, Nechemi Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrina Mishmei the Rav Kavasech. Yes, when I heard it from Rav, he said it just the way you said it. So what do we see from here? If I give you a gift on the condition that you give it back to me, does it work if I'm buying something? Mm-hmm. Yes. Does it work for Pidyon Abayin?
Yes.
Does it work for Lulav and Esrog? Does it work for Truma?
Yes.
But?
Not recommended.
What?
Also right.
But there's an Isser involved in it, right? And does it work for marriage?
No.
That's the only case it doesn't work. Now?
How does it work by Menkah Menkar? I buy this car from you, and I pay you the cash, Almanas Lahatsir.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to return the car when you return the money?
No.
Well, I guess you don't have to accept it.
Now again, this could be seen as a down payment. So a lot of times you just need money as the down payment, and in fact you'll owe the money going out. So therefore, that's probably the most likely case where this is happening.
I want my money back. I want my down payment back.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
It's because of
so again, you got the down payment back, but you owe the rest of the money.
Car.
Yes, you do. I swap a car for an IOU. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm giving you the IOU.
I go to Stevenson here. Tell Stevenson I want to buy a car. And he says, I'll finance it 100%.
Yeah, but
you know, that's the case.
Payment, whether it's an IOU or cash, it's Almanas Lahafsir. I'd never gave
no,
it.
No, the down payment is Almanas Lahafsir.
Not the IOU.
Right.
So,
right.
Make a Chumen car, we're not talking about a down payment.
Why not? Why not?
It's Kesef Kenyan, not Kesef Peroy.
And I give you 10 cents, but I'm not the officer. Now you have to return it to me, or else I never gave it to you.
Couldn't
correct.
A Chumen car, by definition, is different than a Matana. If you do business, you don't give a Matana.
Mm-hmm.
Not Shaya.
But so does Amnas Lahasir work by Mecca Chumen car?
Yes.
Yeah.
The circumstances.
Yes.
What happens to the wants to buy something that isn't a car. I mean, it's worth $10.
I want to buy a corned beef sandwich.
Whatever, yeah. And he gives it.
And Yoni Vioma.
He gives him the money, and he says, "I will not sell house."
Okay.
So that means the guy's out the corned beef sandwich.
Well, yeah. Well, let's
the seller.
No, it's worth it. I can make up a case, right? I want to go buy a piece of real estate, right? Right? A guy says, you don't got the money to pay for it. I said, I'll show you I do. He said, I'll sell you my corned beef sandwich for $100,000. I'll menasa hachsa, I'll give it back tomorrow. You say, fine. I show up to the guy, and I show him $100,000 of unmarked bills, 100% mine. The guy says, okay, I'll make a deal with you. Now I give it back to you. Thank you very much. I gave you a corned beef sandwich for that. Right? That would work. What?
I mean, it's a ridiculous legal fiction.
Right.
There is no value that's been exchanged.
Right. Sure there is. I mean, and if I rented it for a day,
you know,
I rented the money.
But you're returning the consideration that's paid, so
Carl,
there's no
consideration. No, not. Who's,
in
today's no.
world, many times famous people get a gift from a store
right.
to use at the Oscars or whatever.
Right.
With the understanding that they give it back the next day.
There was a Harry.
They got the publicity in the store.
That's different. This is the opposite. This is where you're paying money for a physical object. In
it's
exchange, and on the condition that
no.
you get the money.
Right.
So how is the object not a good deal?
It's a great
buyer.
It's an illusory transaction. It makes no sense. There's no economic transaction.
Sure there is.
There's a vast
I am paying you a corned beef sandwich so I could rent your money for the day.
There's a vast difference between the Kesef used as a Kenyan.
So you're saying you have the use of the money for the day.
Yeah.
It's not Kesef used as a payment. It's
it makes sense in all these other cases, right? The use of the Esrog for the day, that's exactly what we're trying to do here. Okay.
See, with the Esrog, it's different. If I if I borrow your lulav and Esrog, I'm an Asla Hapser, and I don't return it, you never gave it to me.
Correct.
You never gave it to me. It wasn't Shalachem.
Right.
It wasn't Yotzei.
Absolutely. And even if you give it back to me in two pieces, the same thing.
And even if... it was no longer an Esrog. It was not an Esrog. And even if I do return it to you, return it to you, al menas lahachzir, you understand what I'm saying?
No.
You lend it to me, al menas lahachzir.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's full of an Esrog.
Good.
Now I give it back to you.
Yeah.
Al menas lahachzir.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
But if you don't return it to me, then I never give it to you. If I never give it to you, you never give it to me, and I'm still not Yotzei.
So why did you do that? Chad gadya, chad gadya.
That's the only remedy.
What?
For you to say, because otherwise you'd have to give it back to me again.
No. Okay, we're moving on here. So bottom line is right now, as it stands at this point, we're focusing on Pidyon HaBein. So if I give the coin the money for the pidyon habein, and I said, okay, on the condition that you give it back to me, does that work?
Yes.
So therefore, if I could put in a condition and say, on the condition you give it back to me, it would work, how much more so if I didn't make a condition and the guy just gave it back to me? It wouldn't be a problem. Correct?
But you can't demand it back.
What?
You can't demand it back if you don't make a condition.
Right, I can't. Right, but if he wants to give it back, he absolutely can.
Right.
And according to this, I could even stipulate it in advance.
Right, but if you don't stipulate it...
Right, okay,
so
I understand.
So Rappaport was right.
What?
Of course he was right.
Right, so again, absolutely right. But we're going to go further than that.
Okay.
The question is, why can't the Kohen say, I will work in your field if you give me the Truma? What's wrong with that? So that's an important machokas rishonim. The Meiri says as follows. The Meiri says exactly what we said. When it comes to truma, you know, you've got to give it to him. Looking towards the end, he says that in the event, he said that you answer it back. It's kedoma kohen amaseru is called besak hagranos. They should be talk to you. Yeah, habara bais nosin kol shmasud vatora omer chiraf avodeschem v'ocher scharchem. It says there's a pasuk, right? The Meiri says it says that you get the truma. Why chiraf avodeschem? Because you work in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's why you, the kohen, get paid for it. Not because you work in the guy's field. So that's the problem. When it comes to truma, there's a pasuk which says you can't be giving anything else back for it. That's the opinion of the Meiri.
Cheapens the status.
Can he just volunteer his time?
What?
He can come out and say,
no,
I'll work for you. I'll come and help you today.
No, because everyone knows what's going on here. Right? That's why I say it's calling. You can't offer to help in the fields. Rashi has a different approach. Rashi says, this is in Temura, he says, the reason he can't do it is because what? It's a chilul Hashem. Here the Kohen is supposed to be respected. The Kohen is supposed to be getting here, and now he's telling him, you want your truma?
Go work for
Go
it.
Go pick up my garbage. You want my truma? He said, that's why. Kohen is supposed to be getting it out of his own rights. To make the Kohen jump through hoops, it's a chilul Hashem. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, "Nira kakoy masebe sagranos." This is in Bechoros. He says, "Why? What?
Why are these sources all over the place and not concentrated?"
They want to make my life miserable.
It just seems strange that the Tosfos in Bechoros is
right, and the Rashi's in Temura and the Iri's in Kedushin. Right. But it is. That's the bottom line. Right? So he said, what's going to happen? Mashchis and Bris HaLevi. So he says, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, this is basic economics. Basic economics is, I am going to corner the market on Truma. If I'm willing to go work for it, I go to you and say, you've got two options. You can give away your truma and get nothing for it, or you can give away your truma and get
day's labor,
right? I've got people that work for me. I'll have them work for you for free if you, right? And I'll hire people and I'll send them out. So what's going to happen? I'm going to corner the market. You know what all the other kohanim are going to get?
Bupkis,
cornish. Bupkis, nada. Zed, nothing. Right? That's it. That's what they're going to get. So that's the reason of Tosis, and that is perhaps, right, the Rambam kind of plays it both ways. He says, also lakonim v'levim l'sayeh b'veis ha'gronos, k'dei litom atosim v'chol masayeh chil kidesh Hashem. He says, chil Hashem. V'leim nema shichasem b'reis ha'levi. V'also yisor anichot shiyisayehu sh'elot nosim l'chokom b'chovod. So we have different approaches, why not? Right? One approach was, it's a pasuk by Truma. The pasuk says, you can't make them do it. Another one says that, no, it's a chil Hashem to make them work for it. But a third one says, well, you're going to corner the market. Now, here's my question. Take those and apply it to the following case. If I went to you and I said, you know what? I'll go help you clean out your garage if I get your pidyon haben. Would that be a problem? No, the truma. I'm getting the produce. I'm not actually getting a piece of it.
Could be a sweep your floor, and then
I'll polish your car. Wax on, wax off. Don't forget to breathe.
It's called a bribe.
What?
It's called a bribe.
But not all bribes are illegal. Right? You know, some of you know, you can call it a bribe. You can call it a kickback. But you know, you can also call it, you know, an exchange of goods.
But that's a simple question.
So again, let's apply the rules. Again, let's take each different approach.
The pidyon haben money is one of the matanos of the kahuna.
Yes, it is.
So if you're providing any service in exchange for that, other than a priestly service, it's inappropriate. It's a kohuna.
Well, again, if you say chil Hashem, yes. But what if I say, because the pasuk said truma has to be... doesn't say it by the other matanos. Right? It doesn't say it by the other matanos. And what about cornering the market?
That would apply.
Absolutely.
It's the middle one that...
it's actually the first.
In this case, it would be creating a monopoly of this service, because I'm willing to do something extra for getting your pidyon haben money.
Right.
And that's...
Right, see, if it's talking about monopolizing the services, that was the concern by Truma, it should be the same concern by Pidyon haben.
Gemara doesn't indicate that.
So
no.
Did I do something wrong?
Oh, so we'll go back.
I'm giving him the 5 shloim?
What? You can.
It's your money, you can do what you want with it.
You were okay, you gave it to him beforehand.
Right.
As opposed to what the
other. So I will work for you before. I'm going to swim out your garage.
So we're going to discuss it. So the not yet doctor asked the following question. He said, "Wait a second, didn't we just read the Gemara in Kedushin, and then the Gemara in Kedushin say Matan al Menasa Hachsir works by Mecher, it works by all of these things, it works by Pidyon haben, and it works by what? By works by Truma, but it's a problem." It never said that by Pidyon haben it's a problem. The problem is because it never revisited it. Originally, when the Gemara mentioned it, right, it thought that everything was that, in fact, that...
this is my cassava.
That it worked.
The Gemara didn't know it.
Right, so the question, when it says afterwards that they're all okay, does it mean they're all okay except for the ones, except for Truma? Or it's all okay except for Truma and the like?
It says they're all okay except for Isha. That's what it says.
Right. It doesn't go back to cause again, Truma clearly is not okay.
It says it is okay. Halacha, it would work.
Truma is okay,
right.
But...
Right. So the question is does Pidyon haben have a but also?
What the Gemara should have said Pidyon... that. Rabbi would have said that.
No.
Right.
So
it would say Pidyon haben benaipad, but you know...
Right, but it could be, but you know that Pidyon haben was right before Truma. It could be that Pidyon haben benaipad, Truma yatsa... Right? Mm-hmm. So if ain't beno padoy, so why would you say that's an iser? Only true. Afterwards, true. When you flip it, you'd have to come back to it. So now, when you revisit the Gemara at this point, it's unclear. So originally, we thought that it was okay to do a matan al menas lahachzir. Now, if you think about it, it looks like that if I did a matan al menas lahachzir, if I went and said, okay, here's the money for the pidyon habein, so and on the condition you give it back, it would work, but there'd be an iser. Right, there would be an avera involved.
Well, wait a minute, it's going on a very practical level. Let's go back to the Rappaport case.
Yes.
What if the family had said, these are special Pidyon Ben
coins. We'd like them back.
We would like them back, and we will be willing to pay you their value. No problem. That's
well,
not a problem.
So he has a choice. No. He can say yes, he can say no.
Back to the Rappaport case. Right, originally we thought that the family could have said to him, okay, we're going to give you these coins, but we expect them back.
Right.
Right? Now we're saying, wait a second. If they would have said that, according to certain approaches in the Rishonim,
it would be a
problem for him to agree with it. Because again, let's say I want to get the pidyon habein market. So I have a son. I'll pretend. I keep on making phone calls, right? And
when's the brief?
Well,
call that faucet.
That's right. That's right. So I call up Hillel. I say, Rabbi Goldberg, I'm interested in doing a pidyon habein. What do you charge for it?
First said, call Aver.
He said five slug. Okay, call up next one. Steve Feldman, how much are you charging for it? Five slug. Okay. I keep on going out to five. I call Alex. He says, I'll do it for four. All right, now we're talking. Right? He's got a corner of the market. Right? You give me five, I'll give you one back. So this concern about elbowing out the other Kohanim by Pidyon Habein is all the same. If you tell me the concern is Koy Misayeh is because it's going to lead to a monopoly, I've got the same problem by Pidyon Habein if I'm giving something back.
It's not much of a market, though.
What?
It's not like Mr. Sunkist.
Yeah, yeah, listen.
No, but the point is, there is something valuable.
Listen, you know?
We have a
disagreement here. Those of you who come to the round robin b'choris shir on Thursday morning will not be up to the following Gemara yet. The Gemara in b'choris and Nun Aleph, which they're only 25 blot away from right now, but closing in quickly. Not to v'chozulo yatza, right? Right. If in fact, so it's talking about pidyon habein, that's why it's in b'choris. Says if you go and you give it back your yotzei, the kachoyim minhago Rabbi Tarfon show you note of a machzir. Rabbi Tarfon was a kohen; he always gave back the
money.
Kishamu chacham b'davar amu kiim zeh halachazu. Very nice. Halachazu v'sulo elakim af halachazu. Yeah. So one thing is that it seems that they spoke about it positively, but then wait a second. Rav Chanina have a rogel v'shakir mahader. Rav Chanina also, when he took the coins, he gave him back. He saw there was a guy who was just kind of waiting after it. They went and they did the pidyon, and the father was just kind of hanging out still, you know, waiting for his money. Mm-hmm. You never really gave it to me, he said. Be embarrassed, your son does not have a pidyon habein. If you gave it to me expecting to get it back, you never gave it with a whole heart, forget it. Stick that one on the Rappaport case. Tosus wants to say, wait a second. Why? The guy gave it, he wanted to get it back. That's what we call Matamon al Hachzir. And the Gemara.
But he didn't make a.
You can't just have the expectation.
So again, if they don't stipulate it, let's say they don't stipulate it and he has the expectation. So you're right. We're going to go to Beis Din. He's going to lose the case. He's not going to get the money back. But why didn't the pidyon work? Right? According to your understanding, so there's no stipulation.
I see what you're saying.
Right? Okay, so no stipulation. So you're right. Rappaport wins the case. But still, why did they go to him and say, Bish, you're a bad guy. Now you're not going to get it. So Tosfos says, Tema, Maishna Mimatana Amanasa Hachsir. Why are they beating up on this guy? Didn't we say in Kedushin that that's good? So he goes.
All under a generally just accepted way of doing things that perhaps the family in the Rappaport case just seen 50 of these in the past and they'd always give him the money back. He had no reason to think he wouldn't get it back.
Right. Well, that's
the customary way of doing it.
Right. But that's, so the question is, but that makes him obligated? If they would go to court and they said, we gave this guy these 5 silver coins and they belong to my Elta Zeta, right? And I demand them back because I've always seen them be given back. So what do you think the court would say? The guy said, listen, I am a Kohen. I am entitled to this money. And as such, he paid. Right? I have a friend who's a Lubavitcher. I don't like to admit it much. But the guy one time was crossing a bridge and he hit a toll and the only dollar he had was the dollar from the Rebbe.
Oh, never.
So he paid the toll. What's he going to do? Can he come back and ask for his dollar back now? It was the Rebbe's dollar.
He could. He's without a buck. All right.
Sure, for a buck and a quarter, they'd be more than happy to give it back.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be the same if the guy had a reputation for always giving the money back.
But still, the idea is, in order for me, for opinion have Bain to work, I've got to pay the money with full heart. I can't. So the Gemara wants, the Tosfos wants to know, what's the problem here? Didn't it say before that it's good? So Tosfos raises the possibility, well, one, it might be wrong to do it with Matana Masla Hachsir. At the end, when we say they're in fact all good, it might mean it's good, like Truma is good, and it's not. Right? And therefore, and it's Osir. Therefore, that's what he said to him.
So it's effective, but it's Osir.
So, yeah, that's one. But then he says, wait a second. So what's going on here? Is it good to give it back, or is it bad to give it back? Rabbi Tarfon gives it back, and he says it's good. Rabbi Chanina gives it back, and when a guy expects it back, he gives him a Musar and says, you're not even Yotze. So he says it's got to be, clearly, the answer is you have to give it for real. This is a real transaction. It really has to happen. And in the event that the person never had any intention of giving it over, it doesn't work. But if you always give it back, they're going to expect it. So he says it must be in the Gemara they didn't always give it back. He said 2 possibilities. He said one possibility is maybe sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. Or maybe the second possibility is he gave it back to poor people, but not to rich people. He would go and do a pidyon haben. If the guy could use the money, he'd say, here's the money. Go pay for the donuts with this. As opposed to if the guy couldn't afford it. So there couldn't have been an expectation. The Shulchan Aruch picks this up, and the Shulchan Aruch takes the opinion that it doesn't work at the end of the day. So if we look at number 9, it says, "In Ratza Kohen Ahachsir Bo Apidyon Rashai." The Kohen wants to give it back, he can. Avalo Yitin Hula Kohen Al Menashe Yachsiro, but don't give it to him on the condition you give it back. V'im Asa Kain V'Hichsir Lo. If he goes and he did it, right? Ein B'No Podo Asher Yigmar B'Libo Yitin Lo Matona Gemura. No, if the guy's expecting it back, he doesn't get it. V'im Ratza Kohen Ahachsir Yachsir. The Kohen has to have 100% ownership. If he wants to give it back, he can. And the Kohen should not give it back to everyone. This is based on Talmudish. You're a big guy. You can give it back. What about the other guys? You can't set up an expectation that everyone has to give it back. And also, you can't set up an expectation where that guy doesn't, but I do. And everyone will come to you. Can't corner them as okay. No, you know how cold Pidyonu lebechema elolo. Avraniyim Rasha rahachzir b'chol pam. The guy's poor; you can give it back. Bekol shekain shemizeh hatam lo yakabli ma'al menas lahachzir. Kol makom im avur lekibum. What if he said, "I'm giving it to you on condition," and I say, and the Kohen said, "Fine." Pirush nosam ma'al menas lahachzir haben padui. The matana al menas lahachzir shma matana. The end of the day, it works, but what you did was wrong. So the assumption is, it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch, that this is a case of Kohen Hamachzir B'Beis HaGranos. So therefore, what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? Why can't you do it by truma? Not that there's a special pasuk. The reason is because you're going to corner the market. And the reason you're going to corner the market, that applies to Pidyon HaBein the same way it applies to truma. The Gra points out, but that was a machlokas rishonim. If you look at the Gra says, I don't think it's a problem at all. Right? He said, lo yeh ha-kolin, el aval shitos Rashi v'Rambam, demasha kosov b'kidushin v'asa raso k'vivay, lo koi el ha-truma b'lvad. He reads the Gemara the way you read the Gemara originally. So that's a machlokas how you read the Gemara. It's a problem of Messiah only by truma. So assume because that there's a pasuk, etc. But every other case, it's fine. So again, if you tell me that it's fine, matana al-manasahafs, if I can make a condition only if you give it back to me, then there's no problem giving it back without a condition, for sure. I have the goodness of my heart. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Maharshal, picks up on this, and he says, no carbon dioxide? Good.
Antibiotics.
So he goes and he spells it right out. So he says that, in fact, that there is the problem of doing this. He says, Ha'idna, Nagu Akodim Prishot Sva'as V'Machzir Chavish Shlom. So the Yamshel Shlomo lived in the 1600s. He's in the early Achronim. And he says in his days, the Kohanim all gave it back. If everyone gives it back, well, then you're not cornering the market, right? So then it should be good. He says, I think it's wrong. Even though you're not concerned about cornering the market, still it's problematic. I've seen that the coin does give back, they insist. The exact case that I saw. He says that absolutely he's the first one to say it's inappropriate. The Kohanim should keep the money because it becomes a joke. Right? No one realizes that there's an actual transaction here and gets to the point where they feel they can demand the money back. That's exactly what it is. It's the same issue, that the whole thing becomes a joke. No one's really giving the money.
So it's like
what?
No, you don't get the money back.
You never give your 25-year-old bottle of scotch to the guy thinking, yeah, I really want to give it to Pete to drink.
That's not the money I'm talking about.
well, the bottom line is, if Pete would go and drink your bottle, he'd have to pay for it.
Correct.
Right.
No. I wish a guy would come and take my chametz. Some guy would come and buy all my chametz, and I could just start fresh again. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Why be so bad? What? There's nothing that I have that comes under the Mastercard gedder of priceless. Everything. I like to tell that when we were first married, there was a blackout in Washington Heights. And the rule in New York, I don't know if the rule is here, is if there's a blackout of more than 24 hours, Con Ed has to reimburse you for the food that goes bad.
Yeah.
Right? So it was over 24 hours, so you had to send in an itemized list of what happened. So half gallon of milk, $2, right? Think of cottage cheese, $2.50. Finally, I wrote Bobby Frieda's sponge cake. Priceless. So the Yamshel Shlomo says that in his day already, the idea that all the Kohanim gave it back started, he thought it was inappropriate. So Yaakov Emden in the Sheres Yavis writes the exact opposite. So Yaakov Emden writes that in fact he thinks that the Kohanim should give it back. Why? Interesting reason. So, there are two types of Kohanim in the world. It's like there's two types of Kohanim in the world. There are three types. Those that can count and those who can't. So, so there's two types of Kohanim. Right?
She got it.
Good. Okay. Glad you got something out of the share.
Yeah.
Yes. So one of two types. There's one type we discussed. It's called a Kohanim Meyuchasim. There is a certain Kohen out there that is able to say that my father was so and so, and his father was so and so, go all the way back to Aaron HaKohen.
Like Rappaport.
Right? Then there's everybody else, which are called Kohane Chazaka. My father told me he's a Kohen, and his father told him he's a Kohen, so I have a Chazaka, right? I can assume, odds are, that I'm a Kohen. Can I prove it? No. So the Yavis suggests his father as follows. A guy comes over to you, he gives you 5 coins for Pidyon HaBein. Maybe you're not really a Kohen. Since you can't prove it, maybe you just stole $5. You should go give it back to him to be safe. You'll do it for him, but just so you shouldn't be a ganav, you should give it back to him.
So then he's not going to do it.
What?
According to that opinion, that's
right.
So there's that fear that we're never
going to be a ganav. Right, so again, we're playing. What are the odds? Let's say 90% that you're a coin. Right? So 90% you had a pigeon, but that you shouldn't take a 10% chance that you're a ganav.
Fine, but then you shouldn't take the 10% chance that you're not public.
What else is he going to do?
Get Rappaport.
I say, is there any, in the entire great state of Colorado, are there any Kohen Meyuchasim?
Seems to be like I'm trying to deal both ways. Yeah,
but if Rappaport was a Kohen Meyuchas, then according to the Riachimim, then he was entirely within his rights. And he
so
was,
correct. So what's right. That's so it's interesting because Rappaport at the time, this is you guys should have been this. Was one of the great brawls as rabbis. These are the few things that make us happy. Right? He turned around and they said every other Kohen gives it back. He said, because every other coin's a fake.
Did he really say that?
And then the gloves were dropped. Third man in, automatic suspension. So this is really the source, I believe, that Kohanim nowadays return it, based on this Rav Yaakov Emden. This Rav Yaakov Emden, to put it lightly, is very questionable. And in fact, many people wrote against. The Chasim Sofer wrote about against this in the strongest of languages. Right? He says, "Bizmanenu shiragin lahader achar kohen ashirim shiragin lahaser kulo o mixaso." But in a basha kol pam, you shouldn't always give it back. But kol lefia inyan vazman inema umdem daita shenasim lavikiva amen aschay imkein kamapam lo yotzi yideicho vaso shemekayim tanav eino machzirim lo. See, it's a condition that doesn't work. Right? He said, so what are you going to tell me? That there's an implicit Tanai nowadays? So and then that's the case. You know, if he doesn't give it back, can they? So he thought that this was wrong. The Aruch HaShulchan writes it as follows. We'll skip to number 15 as it's not getting earlier. I saw it written. He doesn't say who it is, but we'll tell you who it is. It's Rav Yaakov Emden, who says that since the Kohanim are not sure of their kahuna, they should go and return the money. V'cheinu chayiv b'pinyon v'yafrish la'atzmo. L'dati osur l'shmor dvarim ke'elu. You can't even listen to this. You were all over in Averi, just not for listening to me. I hope you're happy. Remember that Yom Kippur time. Ki'ilu l'haktin ata malas ha'kahuna. Right now, what are you doing? You're minimizing what kahuna is. V'asa b'zuzuli v'chas v'sholom lomar kein. I've actually seen this happen. A Kohen wants to marry a divorcee. Can't marry a divorcee. Gets up there and says, well, wait a second.
I'm not a miyuchas.
Right. So it's all a suffix. It's all a suffix. I'm giving back the opinion I made. So, you know, if that's the case, so.
But I would like the first aliyah anyway.
Yeah, someone has to have it. Right? So he said, that's what I've seen it happen. I've seen Kohanim, I've seen Heterim written. That since the Kohen is not a Kohen Meyuchas, So that's therefore.
So he's allowed to marry a grusha, whatever, correct?
What? Yeah. You can marry a grusha.
Well, there was a psak like this.
Right? That's what's going to happen. If you turn around and tell the kohen, may not really be a kohen, so therefore you should give it back.
Right,
if I'm not a kohen,
this there will be no end.
What? There will be an end. There'll be an end to the kohen. That's what there'll be an end to.
I don't understand why they're more concerned about the kohen, the would-be kohen as a goslin, because he's not a kohen. Mm-hmm. Because you can say, I'll give it to you. You're not a goslin memonoshach. If you're a kohen, it's for the bidyon. If not, I'm giving it to you. But there should be more word. If you're not a kohen, there's no pidyon.
That's right.
Yeah. And then when you're 25, you have to find some kohen and shul.
Some schnook kohen.
What is that smoke?
Is that what?
Sure, it's a kohen meal.
Right.
So there are some kinds of...
What?
There are
some
kinds of...
There's no
way
to
go. Well,
as soon as Heidi gets back from Pittsburgh.
You said 95% of the...
What? I made up that number. That was totally made up. We have no idea.
I think
you said it. What? It's not a bad thing. Again, we have to talk to Moshe about it, the expert in the Kohen gene.
Even Rappaport. Even though
he thinks he's Kohen.
So the Aruch HaShulchan gets very upset at this idea. That he thinks that besides the halachic problems of returning it, because returning it, people are going to think that this whole thing was a joke. But besides that, you're undermining the idea of what the kahuna is. There is a fellow of Nussen Gestetner who writes who's alive nowadays. He wrote the Lahoros Nussen. He also has a practical tshuva on this, a very interesting one, where he gives a long list of reasons why he thinks it's inappropriate for the Kohen to give it back. Among them, he says, "Be'emes Kohen anoyik shemachse b'chol pam gorim rechshasha bein lo yeh padui af b'di'eved." If he returns it every time, it could be that it didn't even work. Why? The Rebbe Mavur b'tur v'tzor sheyitnam lo b'matana gemura im yirtzah kohen lachzirim lo asher kibos am rashayim. It has to be totally his, and the Kohen gets saved. The Barambam, Ratzah Kohen Rahachzir. It has to be that the Kohen, if he wants to return it, right? Okay. But there can't be any expectation that he returns it. If there's an expectation that he returns it, then they never really gave it. And they never really gave it, the pigeon habain doesn't work.
What if the person who's giving the money to the Kohen feels by getting it back it's cheating? Meaning,
he's right.
You could refuse. You could say no. Don't give it back to you.
It's yours, right? That's what they're saying. They're giving it back. Giving it back, particularly giving it back every time, is a problem. In fact, we end with the Gra. So, how serious is this? And the Ma'aser Rav, the story of the Gra. So they're talking about Pidyon HaBein. He said that Pidyon HaBein in his day was 6 rubles. In case you were wondering what Pidyon HaBein was in Vilna in the 1700s, now you know. He said, "V'dafka nesina mamish lohadri lo'olam." When you give it, it has to be a full gift that it doesn't come back. "U'misha nifta kenog mikvar yachsav yifta as atzva yivarech." If I gave it and the Kohen gave it back to me, the Gra said, not only was the pidyon name not good, you have to make the bracha over again. And in fact, if that wasn't enough, he said, "The Shomanu she'atzah ba'atzmo ma'isa." The Gra did it himself. Shehuza haya b'chor. The Gra was a b'chor. Upades atzma b'sheisher rubon. Bebracha v'nasal kohen nesina mamish mitam she'aviv pade also kenog olam. When his father did the pidyon habein on him, so the kohen gave it back. When he grew up, he came on a Thursday morning. He went and he gave the coins to a kohen with the bracha.
He came before
Tachman. Right. That's why he was the Gra. And based on that, because he said it was that serious that he said that he actually made a bracha on it. He was that convinced that it was no good, based on the current minhag. So that's a very interesting...
But you can still always buy back. You can say these are special opinion of...
You can always. You can do it. You can do it.
It's five pure silver dollars, but I'll give you $15 to get these back. And in fact, I believe there's synagogues that have been in event coins.
But I thought the Gra himself and the Beor HaGra said... that you shouldn't give up almanas.
No, in the beer, he in fact was Mako. He said, no, a lot of people just say you can do it almanas. But in this case, it wasn't even a matana. If you gave it expecting it back right away, then it's nothing.
That's what I